from Tuesday night's high school basketball games. Bella traveled to North Polk for a doubleheader live on 92.1 KRLS with Andrew Schneider.
We'll talk about it in a minute. McGuire gets his put back, counted and one, Jack McGuire. There's Michael Manning with the steal. Up ahead, Manning in transition, ties this game.
Great defense, lots of aggressiveness, turning that defense in the offense.
We'll see how this rotation continues to build. Here's Emmanuel Deer, so fast, through the legs of Austin Schulte to Michael Manning for three. Tied at 28, Pellet inbound, looking for their second lead, and inbound into Austin Schulte. That's the height advantage there. Back on the floor, out to a wide open Harrison Mullins, yes.
Again, there's their beautiful penetration kick. You draw the defender of your teammate, you kick it right back out to Mullins, and he sticks it.
Jack McGuire trying to get on the board. What a reverse layup through traffic underneath the rim.
Under, but a nice pass there by Harry Mullins.
McGuire off the screen, sets it off for three. No good. Good look with the putback for Schulte, and Pella's back on top. No doubt that North Polk knows who they're going to try and deny here. And Schulte count the basket and one. Tough drive for Austin, and Pella has a chance to take a five-point lead. Low percentage shooting there for North Polk on back-to-back possessions. In the corner, McGuire open three, yes. Jack McGuire has 20, and that'll draw a Pella Motors timeout.
Final score in the girls' game, North Polk 67, Pella 59, and the boys, Pella 64, North Polk 59. Pella Christian went to Eddyville to battle the EBF Rockets live on KNIA, KRLS.com, KRLS 2 with Clayton Sampson.
She'll throw it across to runner. Flip directions this time. Three on the way is good for Rachel Kakrinsky right out of the gate. It's a three. She's up to 12. Wide open three is good for Jessa DeVries. And the Eagles have 6 seconds. Three on the way is good again by Jessa DeVries. She is having an excellent night. And that'll end the third quarter. As we'll be tagged with it now. Tries to get it down low to Spore. Spore gets it taken away. Now the Eagles will have it 2-on-1. Dunk by Gilbert Flagel. And that's what 6'7" can do. Now over to Volk in the corner. Volk gets it down low to that big body up there. And basket's good for a runner. Using all that 6'7".
Just a nice quick spin to his runner's left when he was wide open for an easy touch it for the score.
Shot up and no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. They got 14 to work with as they go on the fast break. Shot up and good. And a foul as Ben Van Weingarten makes the basket, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play off the breakaway.
Final score in the girls' game, Pella Christian 65, EBF 27. And the boys, Pella Christian 62, EBF 21. Norwalk hosted Ballard in 94.3 KNIA with Schaefer Landis.
Top to Birmingham. Carlson in the corner. Little floater, and that one goes. Ava Carlson for two. Puts them at 8-2. Pearl Brown grabbed the miss. Birmingham, top of the key three, and, well, she's found herself here in the second.
Yeah, it only took her 48 seconds to get her first 5 points in the game. Pretty remarkable.
Warriors trying to get something down low. A lot of offensive rebounds. Turns into a Hannah Overholzer, top of the key three. And this is getting a little bit out of hand early on here. 38-9. Reeder to Birmingham. Right out of the gates, a three-pointer on the wing. And she's got 16. Demaray to Popson, who's got a little bit of room for a floater. And Popson again back into the scoring column, into the lane. He's good for two. 24-20 now.
Beautiful pass by Demaray right there.
A contested three from Popson goes at the buzzer, at the shot clock buzzer. Popson puts him back within one, 37-36. What a shot. Popson gets in on the baseline and give him two more. Nice finish by Popson to tie it back up at 42.
Tough finish with the left hand right there.
Fine. Oh, slams it home! Henry Smith with the poster!
Wow.
Get this place fired up, Dawson. Henry Smith with the poster to put the Warriors back within two. That was a mean one. I did not think he was going up.
Final score in the girls, Norwalk 70, Ballard 34, and the boys, Ballard 57, Norwalk 51. Newton hosted Grinnell in a doubleheader live on KNIA, KRLS.com, KRLS 3 with Randy Van.
Karkup around the screen, banks the three in to start things off. A good start for Newton. Parka gets the three.
Sibula down the left side of the lane, up off the glass, a little too strong. White tips it back out to Parka, but goes down the lane and puts it in. First basket for her in a little while. She now has 6 points, and the lead is 25-14. Sophia Cody now with one to shoot. They got to put it up. White throws it up and gets it to go from the free throw line. White has her first basket. 2-3 zone again by Newton. It's underneath now. Baseline shot partially blocked by Emerson Ray. Klein has it. Puts up a shot short. White underneath. 10 to shoot. Didn't draw iron. White rebound up and in. Klein has it left wing. Hands off to Ray. Left wing. Jarvis open at the top of the key, shoots and gets it to go. First points for Brooke Jarvis. It's a lead back to 9. So Newton has a new shot clock and possession of the basketball, trying to build on an 11-point lead. Get it into Sophia Cody. She'll rise and shoot. That's a long two-pointer for Cody. She's now up 7 points, and it's a 13-point lead. Newton with the basketball, Dawson Mackey. Over to Isaiah Slaughter. Rising and shooting and hitting a three right away is Isaiah Slaughter. Just like the girls' game, the boys open up with a three. Slaughter will rise and shoot a three. Got it, Isaiah Slaughter. 9 of Newton's 12 points for Isaiah Slaughter. 8 seconds left. And a stack. Slaughter trying to get free. And he's going to pass it. It's shot on the way. And it's good. Thrown in by Holmes. 3-point shot, Carter Holmes. He kind of just turned and threw it at the basket, and it goes, giving Newton a 15-12 lead after the first 8 minutes of play. Micah Mattis down the lane, leaves it for Osby. Osby trying to do some nice footwork, puts it up and in. Right side, nice patience by Osby underneath. Got himself reset a couple times. Mackey trying to get down the lane. It up for Slaughter. He'll shoot another three for Isaiah Slaughter. 23 points now for Isaiah Slaughter. 6 threes for him. Dawson Mackey in the passing lane gets the steal and the layup. That could be a raise the roof moment right there. Dawson Mackey stealing a possession with just over 4 minutes left, giving Newton a 9-point lead.
Final score, girls, Newton 44, Grinnell 31, and the boys, Newton 66, Grinnell 59. Highlights from Tuesday's high school basketball action on KNIA KRLS.